Our next speaker is Oliver Strider, talking about from cooperative GIS to language monitor, coordinating documentation activities and sharing data.
Okay. This is what I wanted to talk about. I already modified the title a little bit. I'm very sad that I discovered that what I want to talk about is not possible. I criticize my own work, but you can also read it as a, or listen to it as a criticism of your work, if you want to. Therefore, I'm a little bit nervous. So basically, what I wanted to tell you is, I wanted to suggest the idea of a language monitor, something like where you, like stock, you can watch how they go up and down, the situation, everybody, like a wiki can put information, some fancy stuff. And I'm working on that for preparing somehow for 5 years, okay? And I wanted to say, that's the way to do. We just need some standards, ISO, whatever. Lars, what did he tell us about XML? We need to work on that, put it together, and that's it. But working on it, I got sick 3 times, headache, terrible. So, basic idea, language documentation is out of sync. So, last year I've been to Korea and people talked about supporting a language in somewhere and said 6 years ago people from India have been there and taught the people how to write their language in Devanagari. And then 3 years later another team came and taught them how to teach the language in Latin characters. And now the Koreans have been there and they taught them how to write their language in Korean character, and that was successful. I'm afraid that Russian linguists will go there and will be killed by the tribe because they will then teach them Cyrillic characters. So somehow a website where project can leave a trace and say, oh, we're doing this, where somehow automatically you can derive documentation needs, what has been done here and there, etc., would be nice to have. Sharing information, how do you get there? Are there some reliable informants, etc.? If you can do that, it will be helpful to other people. It would be an immediate update. I put it there, you have it directly. It would be nice to involve communities so that they can give feedback on the project, say, this was a good project, help us do something similar, etc. Integrating partial, suboptimal documentation. We don't need only the very big players to provide information. So, and somehow, like a wiki would do, was my idea, web-based wiki, we can leave a trace, we can compare what we have and say, somehow here we need something more. You can imagine that, I skipped that. So that was still a nice view. So we need something like wikianalog.org. We need a wiki, which has, however, some implications for the interface. We should cover the main language like Portuguese, Spanish, Russian, etc., Chinese. We need an org. So if I do something on my own, nobody will go there and put this information. So we need kind of a user group or whatever. But something different from Ethnologue is needed. This is, so what I want to say is, what I've been working on for 5 years, we don't need this kind of information. We don't need prose, because this prose is meaningless. I discussed it somewhere else, you can find it on the net, but I'm looking for this since 4 years. I don't know what it means. 10,860 census, 40,000 monolinguals, population includes 47,000 in Amharic, 3,000 in Oromo, 500 in Tidigina, ethnic population 62,000. I don't know what that means. Here we have the Rift Valley, for example. Of course, the geographic information would be wonderful, but there are Rift Valleys everywhere. And then something like and surrounding rural villages. So it's not clear whether the rural villages surround each of these villages. It doesn't mean or whether they surround the Rift Valley, which is enormous, which is 3,000 kilometers. What does along mean, in the middle or around? And villages like, what is it? Does it mean for example, or do they have been like this? So basically, from that I started some years ago, and I thought structural data. So a database with facts. Relations can be done quite easily, saying this relates to that in that way. Okay, but the entities, so countries, ethnicities, languages, cannot be defined. This is hopeless. Of course, you can say, so like a structuralist or whatever, the meaning of this is defined by the opposition to this and that, but all is moving. And the meaning of Yugoslavia today is not that of 2 years ago or 1 year ago. In the last 15 years, there have been six meanings of Yugoslavia. Which one is your mean? On the map of LMAP, you saw, the map was not correct, but I don't know what correct means, because you're missing Kosovo and you're missing Montenegro, which split up. It is extremely difficult. And I would say, my approach then, this is one alternative, is to use unambiguous names, right? But these unambiguous names cannot be communicated, because this would mean you would have Yugoslavia 1, Yugoslavia 2, Yugoslavia 3, Yugoslavia 4. You would have, and you cannot talk about that. You can do that. You can continue to split up things for each month, for each individual phase. You can split up things, but you can no longer talk about that. And in a language monitor, you need different people to talk about the same thing. So you have to, on the one hand, you have to make clear what Yugoslavia means, but how do you do? So different approaches, OLAC, we heard yesterday, they don't actually harmonize data. They take them, they standardize the metadata, but they don't worry about what it means. So they take Yugoslavia, they take Croatian, I talked to them today. Just what comes in, it is. So they don't care, they cannot care. So what I tried is to harmonize, systemize, remove ambiguities, and put all together very carefully, 5 years work. What I suggest is if we do something like a language monitor, or anyway, your work, I think, should change. You shouldn't try to harmonize, put different things met together, like you maybe want to do, or you do. Keep them as them are, but show the implications. Why? I thought about it a lot. So what we tend to present as facts, linguistic facts, are not facts. They're just theories. Maybe I go back to this. Okay. Why that? Maybe you don't believe me. If you run around with a GPS, you feel like a scientist, right? It gives you something before you have been a social scientist, which is not a scientist, and then you're a real scientist. Great. But then you map language. How do you do that? It's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. You can put your GPS and take a photo of a mountain. And I would say this would count as data, and this is what I do with tombstones. The tombstones will still be there for 20, 50 years. Somehow I can say this is a fact that the tombstone is there and at that time. A languaging event. Languaging, I mean just someone acting in the language, I can film that and I can say this film at that time there, that is a fact. I could even say the languaging on that is a fact. I'm no longer very sure about that. But for example, when it comes to references in languaging, you film someone and he says, this is that mountain. Is the name of the mountain a fact? No. Because he might lie, there might be disputes with other tribes who claim the mountain, and he just takes the mountain to claim the mountain back. Special folk taxonomy, we heard about it. Of course, it's not a fact. It's a theory in that language, or you make the theory. Language as such, we try to map languages, but sorry. No linguist could really map a language. There are so many problematic cases. So we can do this languaging, but from saying a language is this area. It is theory or ideology or misleading or whatever. Language, how many speakers of a language, you need a theory to calculate that. And also to define the community, you need it. Oh, I'm good in time. You need, I can slow down. You need a theory to define what a community means. What does it mean someone speak that language in that community? You need a system behind that. When you put that on the map and you don't explain how you put it on the map, you hide the theory, you hide the ideology, or you even propagate. You're a loudspeaker of that ideology. So, actually, I claim what you do and what I have been doing, it's impossible. So, terms like Yugoslavia, impossible to define. In the last 100 years, maybe 15 definitions. What would you do with Poland when it has not been there on the map? How would you map that? China, Taiwan and China don't even agree whether they agree on the definition of China. English, what does it mean? So you can agree or not agree that the language English there is the same as that. But, so if you want to have a kind of cooperation in a language monitor, different people have different conceptions, and you have to use that. You have to accept that, the different ontology, in order to let them communicate. Otherwise, different people will not put information on China, or they will delete each other's information, like these wars on Wikipedia. So it's... But, so to say, if you collect information, you have to accept that this is biased information, that is a theoretical information, and if possible, you have to extract that information, know about that information. When you distribute that, you have to say, hello, be careful. There's other information similar to this, which somehow different or completely opposed. I take, again, sorry, I abuse your example. Actually, what you achieve is marvelous, but I criticize it because it's there. For example, you mixed the language map of 300 BC with a satellite image of today, right? And at that time, for example, the north of Africa was not like that. It was a forest, and Italy as well. So what you do is, actually I say it's okay. Mix it, take it as it is, because we cannot do it differently, maybe, but say, hello, there is something which doesn't fit, which doesn't match. So, and the usage of GIS and GPS is, on one hand, it is the basic metadata, and maybe something the only we have, maybe together with the URL, and say, this film, this document, we have from there. This is more theoretical. If you don't believe that it's impossible, I claim it's impossible what you do, because you fall into different logical systems, and they have been proven to be either inconsistent or incomplete. So let's take the first. We fall into Russell's paradox. You film something, people speaking a language, Argoba. And now the question is this speaking Argoba, or is it all that what you classified together and put together, is that Argoba? Actually, linguists would say both is Argoba. You cannot say, what I filmed is not Argoba, because then why do you film that? But you cannot also not say, this is different from all this, because then what's the relation? So, in that system, you fall directly into the Frege, logical system, which has been proved to be in contradiction by Russell. Okay, is that C, 5 minutes?
Not yet.
Not yet. Even worse, if you use language identifiers, it doesn't matter. A language name of a country, of a language, in a natural language, which is defined again by this natural language name, then you're in Gödel's system. So it's either incomplete or undecidable. Warning I want to give. You might ignore that, but it might be dangerous. So a warning you might ignore, for example, there has been a warning on Google Earth. And say you can do that with 100 photos. You cannot do that with 100,000 photos, right? You might continue, and if you discover you cannot continue, you change to another system, and you can continue, if you're lucky. If you do this for 10 years, you might discover that you cannot continue, just change the system to another system, because all what you've done is meaningless. You don't know anymore what it means. You have a word, Yugoslavia, and there has been a language, Serbo-Croatian, and you don't know which it is. Look at how Serbo-Croatian is treated in the ethnologue. They're helpless. They're completely helpless about it. They cannot describe it. They just copied Serbo-Croatian to Serbian and let Croatian open with unspecified. You have no perspective to go back into the past. It's really hopeless. And hermeneutic traditions, some say, okay, what the author meant is what we should believe. And Gadamer says it's the subject matter which explains. So if we talk about language in Yugoslavia, it's the subject matter which helps us to understand what Yugoslavia means. And Paul Ricoeur, it's the reader actually who decides. So this means the name, what it means is... So what I propose then, so I found this terrible, this insight. So we have data, which are maybe documentations, and these are our only real data. That is this filmed languaging event or a photo of something. The metadata to that are time and place, URL. Then, because I said we cannot use natural language, we have to use formal data to describe it. We need formal submodels which describe a possible relation between types. For example, a language has a number of speakers, a community has a number of speakers. Such a possible relation between types. Then we can collect instantiations of these submodels. We're putting some data. This community has 500 people. This language has 500 speakers. But these sentences, these instantiations, are actually always theories. That is, they involve an agent who asserts that. If you think that Stalin and Hitler have also been agent making statements about languages and cultures, I don't feel very well about what I suggest, that they could be, so to say, included as one source of information about cultures, languages, etc. So, and what we then have, what people present now as facts, I call them insights, call it what is dynamically created out of this data. So years ago, there has been a paper on language classification and in Nature, and it's, I've forgotten the author, sorry. It says, don't do all that, don't classify, just collect the features and then we do some clustering and we'll get it. So what I say is we just can collect these asserted sentences. X says, this community has that. Someone says 500, someone says 400. And we can derive from that a mixed view, which can be linked back to its origins. So theories should not be merged. We should dynamically try to create data. legacy data. For example, if we can get that for free, the language and the point where it is spoken. This is absolutely a nonsense data, because if I would go to this point, I would encounter a tree, a lake, a stone, a desert. There's no one speaking that language. But somehow these data, we could represent them in one of the models, in one of the many models, and we could use it as a way to derive more information from that by abduction. So I don't mean taking some people, but a logical reasoning which reasons with uncertainty and asking, if this point, at this point a language is spoken and we know beside it's the big city, then I can ask you, in this city, do people speak that language? And you might say yes, and then I might ask you, the system might ask you many people, and you might say yes, and I might ask you the majority, and you might say no or yes. So you might use this information to get more information, and what you then need is to calculate somehow how the different models support each other. So many and majority, they might, 500 and 400, might support each other. Okay, I skipped that about the agent, because no time. So what I'm, so I destructed my own work for 5 years, thanks to this workshop. But what we actually need is, I think, we have to get rid of this enthusiasm and mysticism about GPS and say we are scientists. No, we're not. We still stick around with theories, and it's our task. It is really our task to represent these theories, because we are still linguists, and this is a wide field. We not only have to say this language is there, but we are concerned with who claims that language, who says this language is spoken there. This is discourse, this is ideology, and this is part of linguistics. And somehow it was this morning that it's not actually the real place that is important, but somehow more the mental image. Sometimes it has been there. So more about what people think, how they feel about this, how they talk about this. Last sentence, so GPS, GIS, on the one hand should be used to root our basic data, so we have this recording at that place, and of course we can use it to work around, some to draw maps, etc. But using GPS or GIS to represent these theories in a form of map doesn't change the status. That we don't become affected by the fact that we manipulate them in a GPS.